Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us on this episode of Civic Podcast. I'm Eric Price, and I'm the Marketing Coordinator with the Certification Board of Infection Control and Epidemiology. On today's episode, we will be highlighting the 35th anniversary of the CIC by speaking with one of the original certificants, Terry Lee. The CIC, also known as the Board Certified in Infection Prevention and Control, was made available to the public back in 1983. Since its tenure, it has administered thousands of certified individuals that help protect public health each and every year. Terry Lee is one of those original certificants, being Board Certified in Infection Prevention and Control since the first exam was administered in 1983. Currently, Terry is the Director of Infection Prevention and Employee Health for the Charleston Area Medical Center in Charleston, West Virginia. She has worked in infection prevention since 1980. She holds a Bachelor of Science in Nursing from the Alderson Broaddus College, a Master's of Science in Management Healthcare Administration from WV College of Graduate Studies, and an MPH from the Ohio State University. After being part of APIC leadership and educational activities for many years, she served 6 years on the Certification Board of Infection Control and Epidemiology and as its president in 2011. She has also been a member of the Board of Trustees for the International Federation of Infection Control, also known as IFIC, since 2012 and has been its president since 2015. In this capacity, she collaborates with colleagues from all around the world to provide education and other resources in infection prevention and control. Lastly, Terry is a consultant with APIC Consulting Services. She has spoken for local, state, national, and international groups specializing in surveillance, risk assessment, and management topics. She loves to train and coach future infection preventionists, always promoting certification of infection preventionists. That is quite an introduction. Welcome, Terry, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Eric. I'm glad to be here.
Great. Well, let's jump right into it. So how were you first introduced to the CIC way back in 1983?
Well, I had been doing infection control for a couple of years, and I believe that there were discussions going on probably most of that time related to plans for having a certification exam. So the first exam became available in 1983, and I really could not wait to take that first exam. And I had a lot of friends that wanted to wait a while, but I was very excited to do it. And it was the way that the exam was given back in those days, it was a proctored exam given all across the country in specific testing sites. And not every state had a testing site. The closest location for me was Columbus, Ohio, and I drove to Columbus to take that exam. It was a pencil and paper exam because there were no computerized processes in place at that time.
I'm glad we came quite a long way from that. It's great to see what steps we've taken already to make the exam better. Mm-hmm. So what does the CIC mean to you then?
Well, I believe that certification helps. It really means commitment to competency in the job that I do. And this exam helps me to keep current in my practice. It demonstrates to my employer, to my peers, to myself, to the public, that I'm doing just that, and as an expert in infection prevention and control.
So how has the CIC helped you professionally then over the years holding that certification?
Well, in my organization, for all the positions that are infection preventionists in my department, it is a requirement for folks to become certified. And what that allowed us to do was to have those positions reevaluated and have them elevated in the level of competency that was required So it's a specialty practice to hold that position. I think that also if I am wanting to get a consulting job, often the clients want to know if we're certified because they know that means a level of competency that's there, a level of expertise. And I think it's also helped me in the ability to get appointments as a faculty member for a course or a conference.
Great. So how do you think the field of infection control has changed over the 35 years?
Well, certainly technology has been played a great role in looking at how infection prevention has changed, not only for our surveillance and reporting of data and management of complex data sets, but it's also we've got higher technology in terms of the patient care that we are providing to patients, and then in the infection prevention modalities that are available, and all the research that's been published over that time frame has helped us to grow as a scientific body to be able to provide safer patient care. And I think that's been very interesting to see. I think more importantly, one of the biggest changes is that infection prevention has become more collaborative in nature. So it requires engagement of everyone on the healthcare team, including administration and other support services. We need all of those individuals to be engaged in the whole process of infection prevention, so that we can successfully provide the safest care to our patients and to sustain meaningful goals of HAI reduction and risk elimination.
So what last advice would you have for someone who is new to the field of infection control but is looking to certify?
I usually will say to someone, unless someone is just very unique and had some unique work experiences prior to coming into infection control, I really believe that it takes about 2 years to learn the basic components that one is going to face on the certification exam. So I think it's good to plan for that. And in the meantime, I know this sounds like a civic commercial, but I do encourage people to get in touch with the civic candidate handbook to know what that is telling me, what to study, what is on the exam, what are the specific content objectives that are looked for on the exam, because that can help me know what I should focus on, what I might need to study more. And we also can see the resources listed there that are the actual resources used for exam development. And I think that's another plus, to know what those are. There's always, I think that if people are concerned about studying and would prefer to study with someone else, I know that there are chapters in APIC and also in IPAC, our colleagues in Canada, who will have study groups so that people can study for the exam together, as well as both of those organizations offering certification preparation courses that can be very helpful as well. And I know APIC also has a roadmap for the novice infection preventionist, and the way that tool was meant to be used was to assist someone in directing their activities in those first couple of years of orientation and learning endeavors, to make sure that they're including in their scope of education all of the things that are going to be needed so that when they reach the end of that couple of years, they will be very much prepared and better prepared and see where they need to go in order to take the certification exam. So I think those are all helpful pieces of advice. Sometimes I think people want me to tell them a trick or two, and honestly, I think that becoming, to a high level, getting to a high level of competency in your knowledge and understanding of what we do will more than prepare you for taking the certification exam, and you can be very successful at that.
Yeah, Terry, I thought you brought up a lot of good points, especially going back to the candidate handbook. I think that's something that is often overlooked when people are initially looking to certify. And there's a lot of great information in there regarding the actual initial exam itself, like you said, with the objectives and everything. And then also with the chapters of APIC and IPAC. CIVIC does a lot of interactive work with them, sending promotional materials, just trying to get the word out. So I think it's actually really important to look into your local chapters if you are concerned on studying on your own, because I know it helps being with a group more often than not, and a lot of times you can get your questions answered when you're with a group rather than individually studying. So Terry, that's all the questions I have for you. Thank you so much for your wonderful insight today and the dedication that you have shown for being certified in infection prevention and control for the 35 years. It is truly remarkable to see how much of an impact a single individual can have in the field of infection prevention and control.
Thank you, Eric.
Absolutely. Well, that is all we have for today's podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you on the next podcast where we will be discussing CIVIC's activities that will be taking place at the upcoming conferences of APIC and IPAC Canada in May and June.